It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about pets. Today we're focusing on pet pitfalls. The first downside of having a pet has got to be the cost. You know all about that, right, Gwen?
Oh, yes, I do. To the tune of $800 for an unexplained cat illness last summer. Of course, our cat is part of the family, so it felt like a good investment, and thankfully, she pulled through the health scare.
Yay, Percy. Well, according to the American Pet Products Association, in 2011, over $50 billion was spent on pets in the U.S. for things like food, supplies, vet care, and services like grooming and boarding. So yes, cost is a big consideration.
Another pet pitfall is that they just don't live as long as we do. Some people don't want to deal with the heartbreak, so they opt not to have a pet. Now, we think having a pet is worth it, but we certainly understand that for some people, that's a deal breaker.
That's my mom. Another downside is you can't just leave pets to fend for themselves while you work late or go on vacation. Of course, there are ways around that, like asking your neighbor to help and offering to help with their pets, which is what I do.
And we have to admit that the mess is a big downside to having a pet. They have accidents and tummy trouble just like kids. And the hair, yes, the pet hair can be a problem. That's when fish or hypoallergenic dogs like poodles might come in handy.
I have to offer my stamp of approval for the poodle. Mine really doesn't shed or smell bad. Two pluses. Well, thanks for joining us this morning for Mamas on Magic. Please feel free to stop by our website anytime, which is nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.